Do you hate weekdays? Do you ever yearn for your past? Are you eager for your weekends to come? Then maybe you can relate to the Indie Film Review. Dan, guess yes. What?
What?
What's I up? Did it.
What did you do, Jared?
I did it. I got to do the intro on the correct Yay. Movie.
Wow.
I know. Yay.
Such a different flub from last week, but it's good to be back, I guess.
Yes. We're back in track. Action, baby. I'm recovering from an illness. Dan's having big life changes.
Too big of life changes. I'm ready to stop having my life change. Just give it a break.
He's getting a penis enlargement surgery.
Oh,
pretty cool.
Boy.
See? What is it? 1 minute in, we finally got to penis jokes. Didn't take that long. Hi, everybody. This is the Indie Film Review. It's not what you think. We actually review movies here. Just hold on. Wait. Don't leave yet. This is an independent filming review site.
Independent we're not a website. Film review podcast.
Yeah, we're a podcast. Oh my gosh, what's happening? That's Dan. I'm Jared, and today we're going to review Upstate Story, and that was a submission sent in by Sean Rose.
Yes,
and he had a little correspondence with me. He was telling me that this has already won 23 awards, and he's been sending it through like indie film circuits.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was pretty cool. And yeah. This film was made $500 budget.
Wow.
Which, when you see it, you can definitely believe that. But I think it's a pretty cool thing what he did. And apparently it took him over 4 years to make this film.
Wow.
So this is definitely a passion project by this person. So I'm excited. I'm excited to talk about this.
I'm excited to talk about it too.
Dan, could you give us a...
Oh, is it my turn?
Yes, yeah.
So, Upstate Story is about a man who goes to work every day and then talks about going to work every day in a witty inner monologue.
You're not wrong. That's the movie. It's a character study about this one guy and his slog going through life and how he's got to remind you how much day-to-day life sucks ass.
Yes.
It really gets that across, how being an adult is difficult and hard and not fun.
Exactly. And we can all relate to that.
Oh, God. It's very relatable. So how did you feel about the overall narrative device of this film?
I thought it was very, very brilliant because I was not expecting it.
Yeah.
What took me by surprise the most was the music stings and how they're like big and ornate and like Metallica like almost.
The music was really good.
Music
it's
is
it's one of the best things about the film.
Yes. I forgot to write down his name, but the guy who composed the film, he's very good.
I'm sorry, I don't have it in front of me. I love the trailer of this movie, the 1 minute trailer. I've watched it 10 times over. Because the trailer is so much fun, and it's what the joke of the intro is from.
Oh, okay.
So if people who are listening right now, and maybe you haven't seen the movie, watch the trailer, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Then go watch the movie. Because it's fun. Anyways, the narrative device of him doing an inner monologue in his head, it works so well with a film like this, because he doesn't have to do... like the acting, you know what I mean? It's all just him, he's reading, and it's just through inflection and him talking in his own head, and then he's doing the actions. So it's almost like you have the handicap of maybe I'm not the best actor, or like maybe I can't, like I don't have a lot of places to shoot this. Like we just have like his house, and he had a couple other places, but it was a way to work around his budget. There's a lot of things that this movie does to work around the budget that make the movie so much better. Like the black and white.
Yeah.
another aspect that I liked was the black and white, how the whole movie is shot in black and white. And, like, stylistically, it helps the film. Because, I mean, he doesn't have, like, super high-end Hollywood movie star cameras and lighting and everything else. That helps you watch the film. I think it made it more watchable.
I think so, too. And, like, what really was awesome about this film is it goes through an entire narrative within an hour, somewhere around there. And, like, the aspect ratio is 4:3, so it doesn't look like it's a high quality film, but it still has an endearing charm to it from the get-go.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of that has to do with this, you know, we're sitting and we're studying this character through his inner thoughts, and his inner thoughts are entertaining.
Did this movie give you any Clerks vibes?
Oh, 100%, yes.
Yeah, seriously. And the main character, from, like, first watching this film, I kind of found him to be irritating. I was, like, annoyed by him.
Right.
I was like, this guy's kind of an asshole. But the longer I watched the movie, the more I started to enjoy him complaining and being a jerk about everything.
Yeah, exactly.
So it kind of grew on me.
The guy who did the music, his name is Jacob W. Veitch, or Veitch.
Veitch. Yeah, he's great.
Did this film have any pleasant surprises for you?
Yes, it did, and I cannot tell you what it is because it would be a spoiler. So we can definitely talk about that in the non-spoiler
prior to the spoiler section. Did anything else just, like, kind of be like, oh, that was interesting?
I don't want to spoil anything yet. There's a few things that I'm like, what the fuck? That kind of surprised me. How about this? From the beginning of the film, you were getting, like, background noise, and there were certain things it had a lot of amateur stuff to it, which was understandable for sure. And then later on, it's almost like a lot of that went away.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the film started to get better as the movie went on, which maybe that's him working on it for 4 years,
maybe.
Getting better.
Yeah.
Because that white noise went away. The shots started getting more interesting. I don't know. It's like the film just started getting better. And it kind of made me think in my head, like, what if someone did that on purpose where the film started off really bad?
Right.
Or, like, the shots were, like, everything was wrong about the film. And then, like, the longer the film went on, the film actually got constructed better. But like, who would stick around to watch that?
Right.
I don't know. That kind of surprised me. Like, how sucked in I got into the film. Did the lack of characters bother you in this film?
No, because I think how they handled it was very, very interesting. So essentially how they handle it in this film is there are characters that are set up, but none of them have... Basically, you're so in this character's head, the main character's head, that none of the other characters have any dialogue. They just kind of have this mumble to them, and he took care to, like, make their mumbles for them, and it just made you more aware of this guy is just going day by day just ignoring everything. And it made you feel like you're part of his head a little bit more. So I think the lack of characters actually helped the film.
Yeah, it's great. It's isolating. You feel more alone with this character going through, like, his terrible job, and there's less performances to get in the way of that, really, because the other side characters might not be very good actors either. And, like, the way he uses this device to, like, make it another form of narrative in the film, it's he's finding the weaknesses that he has when making the film and propping them up and making them better.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of awesome.
I think so, too.
He's like on a boat plugging the holes. You're like, no, we're going to keep going. And it worked. I think it really worked. It's pretty fascinating.
He made it to shore.
Yes, what Mr. Rose did. Also, I think he used his real kids in this, too.
Yeah.
Again, it seems like a very personal film. We got to get into this movie now, because I keep wanting to talk about spoilers. So we're going to spoil the film now. So let's do a watchability rating for this movie. Yeah, so I would only recommend it to people who are, like, really into independent films.
Well, I mean,
it would be hard to recommend this film to friends of mine who are, like, not into this at all.
Yeah.
Just because of how low budget it is.
Well, exactly. I feel like there would be a disconnect to my friends as well. But then again, like some of my friends I've gone to film school with that would, you know, they may be uppity and snobby about it. Because like, it's hard to get other people to watch your films who are filmmakers as well, because they may think they're better than you anyway.
Oh,
but I've
okay,
seen
yeah.
So many films that are like this from independent film festivals. And if this is going to festivals and he's winning awards, then what I like about this is everything that we've said so far.
Mm-hmm.
This movie is worth watching till the very end. I'll say that. But the watchability might take some patience in some people. We'll say mm-hmm. that.
It definitely has a shaky start, and then we're off to the fucking races.
Yes.
Like I was in. Okay. We've been giving this movie a lot of praise. Some things I did not enjoy. They use an alarm clock sound, which drove me crazy.
Right.
I think it was on purpose, you know, to like make you upset because you're like, you're feeling how awful it is every time he hears it. But I hated it, which is probably what the filmmaker wanted me to feel. Also, they used ear ringing in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Because when he was hungover, it's a pet peeve just for me. I cannot stand ringing of the ears in films because I have tinnitus. And it drives me crazy, and it starts up my tinnitus.
I thought that scene was really awesome.
Yes, so Dan liked it because he doesn't have tinnitus, because it is literally triggering me whenever
really
I hear
challenges.
It.
Like you could tell he was looking to challenge you with what a hangover. Like he was just trying to make a hangover happen.
Yes.
In film.
Yeah.
And
oh
it
yeah,
worked,
he did it.
Obviously.
Yes. It's just, this is only a personal thing for me. And all movies do this. Almost every fucking movie I see, Dan, you would be surprised. I would say out of the last 10 films I've seen, maybe 8 of them had ringing noises, sounds in them.
Wow.
And I don't know why. Fucking films love doing it. It drives me crazy. I wish they would stop. For no other reason than I'm getting literally triggered by it. I'm just like, goddammit. So there's that. Okay, well, let's just talk about a few scenes. So what were you feeling about like the early stages of this film of him being in his apartment with his roommate and him like drinking and like...
Well, okay, so I would say that this would be the part of, like, you know, because it is a slow start, but at least the slow start has some witty quips. Like, I was not expecting the film's monologue to be this entertaining, if that makes sense.
Yeah, the writing is a close second to the music for me.
Yeah, and like, there's so much, just the writing of the monologue, but then the writing of the scenes in general, I wanted to keep listening to this guy talk about how he perceives his life, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah, I was surprised by how many times I laughed.
I was too.
This movie's making me laugh? All right. One weird thing was when he was talking about his roommate and his roommate's girlfriend making kissy faces.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, they're making the baby sounds again, blah, blah, blah. If you listen, he actually recorded a baby, like... making baby sounds.
Yeah.
It's weird. For the baby noises that the couple was making.
Well, don't you think that kind of helps like the characters just being inside his head?
Yes. It's like what he's hearing. I don't know. I thought it was really funny. And very bizarre. And he was just so bitter about it. He's like, fuck that relationship. And then the one of the first things I thought of was like, oh, this guy is bitter about some other relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And that's 100% right. And then that comes up later with like him and his girlfriend. And then when his girlfriend comes over to get her stuff and how he's building it up in his head about how awful it's going to be. And it's or his ex-girlfriend and all this other stuff. And she just comes and gets her stuff and leaves. And it was like, oh, that wasn't that bad at all. Just like she got her stuff and she left. Okay. I did also think it was funny how his job is supposed to be, he like cleans up like rich people's houses.
Mm-hmm.
But all the houses they go into are not, they're not the nicest looking houses.
Well, I mean, you got to work with the budget you get. But I did like, there was one bit about, he's like, I don't know why these people would have a fish tank in their bathroom. And
Who is he talking shit about? I wonder if that's like his friend's house. He's talking shit about his friend's house. I don't know. That's pretty funny. Also, when he throws up, he throws up like spaghetti or something, but I'm pretty sure he didn't eat that.
He just had it in his mouth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm just like wondering where that food came from.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah. You ever done a drunk shower?
Yes, I have. Well, define a drunk shower.
Have you ever been hammered in your shower drinking like this guy when you were single?
No, but I have been extremely drunk and I woke up in the shower once. Crying.
I have definitely woke up in the shower drunk as well with a sleeping bag.
Wow. That's an addition that I can't claim. How'd you get that sleeping bag unwet?
It's personal. It's a personal question, and I don't like these questions. Too personal. No, I don't think I turned the shower on. I just got in there. I was like, I want to sleep in the tub. I don't know. I don't know why.
I kind of want to sleep in the tub with a sleeping bag now. That sounds interesting.
It's not good. It's not interesting.
Well, it's, you know, just like have enough fluff of the sleeping bag. Maybe put a pillow in there. I think it might work.
Yeah, could be fun. Could be nice.
But I will say, taking a drunk shower like he was taking a drunk shower in the movie, it seems refreshing.
Well, it's such a reflective thing. It's all just going in, like, inside your own head and reflecting on everything that's happening around you. What's the word?
Meditative.
But when you're in the showers, the most, like, that's when people do thinking. That's when people are thinking. And when you're fucking hammered and you're pissed off about your life, you're not going to be having some great thoughts. So I don't know. I feel like...
I wonder how much of this movie was written in the shower.
100%. Yeah, just some of the quips I liked a lot. How he was talking about the newspaper when he's going through the newspaper clippings to look for a job, and how he's kind of talking about how like no one uses it anymore, and like last time he used a newspaper was to train a puppy on how to piss and shit. Like, that made me laugh. There's stuff like that that are pretty great. I liked the trunk scene. It was like a weird little scene. He just put the camera in the trunk and it's just like him and his boss like looming over it. And I'm like, yeah, more of this.
I don't remember.
I don't even remember the context. I guess they were getting their work equipment out of the trunk. But I was like, oh, this is neat. You should put the camera in weird places. Keep doing this. Because that's another thing, too, is like he's not using sets. He's not using, like, they don't have the luxury of like Hereditary, which I found out. That movie, they built that entire house from scratch. Because in order to get the entire shot, the set list of all the different shots, they had to build it so they could put the camera wherever they want. So they actually built it an entire giant diorama, kind of like the miniature dioramas in the movie. So they had those two things going on at once. He doesn't have the luxury of doing that. You're just like, you're in a house...
500 bucks, and I wonder, like, I bet 500 bucks, like, the majority of that was spent on...
Sandwiches,
yeah.
Yeah. Cold cuts.
Booze.
Alcohol, yeah, he's fucking hammered the whole time he's doing it. Yeah, all the special, this is, no one knows about this, this is an exclusive, all the alcohol that was drank during this film was real. It was 100%, that's where the budget went. Just getting hammered. No, that's not true. I'm lying. I don't know any inside scoops. All my notes are just the main character complaining about things, about spiders. He's complaining about...
Well, let's take a couple of these and break them down.
He's talking about how he's glad that his girlfriend forgot her microwave.
Oh, yeah. That was fun.
He talks about how he fucking hates spiders. Yet, we don't see a single spider in this entire film. So I was wondering... What spiders were he trying
I'm
to hate?
I'm assuming that he encounters a lot of them because he's a cleaning man.
Yes, yeah, he was getting rid of cobwebs, but I'm like, oh, it'd be great if he actually had a spider in the movie.
No, that would be terrible. It's I not hate in spiders the budget. Too.
You know, spiders unionize. Spiders are in a union, and they will fucking crawl up your ass if you don't have craft services. Seriously. You can't just give them booze. They're lightweights. You'll murder the spider. You can't do that. Jesus. Then you got spider detectives on your ass. You get the Spider PD. Oh, it's real bad. You don't want to go down that road. Spiders don't need warrants. They can just go right out the door. They're fucking crazy.
Then you get taken to spider court.
I have a solid 5 minutes on spiders in my new stand-up coming out.
Dun-dun!
What's the creator of Law and Order?
It's like Dick something Wolf. Dick Spider.
Dick Wolf? It's Dick Spider. Dick Spider made that series. Well, okay, now I want to talk about some of the revelations in this movie that kind of was like, whoa, holy shit. So I guess the biggest one, the biggest spoiler would be what the entire film is building up to.
Mm-hmm.
Which
so
be...
it starts on Sunday.
Yes. Yeah.
Sunday
tell,
evening.
Tell us, please.
Starts on Sunday evening, goes into Monday. He's hungover Monday morning, goes into Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And by Friday, he's like, oh, this week sucks. Mm-hmm. And then on Friday afternoon, whenever he gets off of work, it's just like the whole tone of the movie shifts and he smiles. And you're like, what the fuck is he talking about?
Because he hasn't smiled the entire film.
Yeah, he hasn't smiled the entire film. And then you get a reverse shot of his kids. And then his whole world goes into color. Mm-hmm. Kind of like a la...
Wizard of Oz?
Yeah, Wizard of Oz. There's the film.
There's the film! There it is! Found it! Yeah, it was pretty cool because I did not expect this movie to turn into color. I was like, holy shit, okay. What the hell? And then... a lot of the movie during that weekend, or yeah, the whole weekend stuff, I like the narrative device of breaking down the film from like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever, because it helps with the monotony of how mm-hmm. fucking awful day-to-day job stuff is.
Yeah.
And then you get this ray of light of like his kids.
And then it's only 2 days long, and then you're like, oh, I want this to be more, and you want it to last longer.
So that's like his whole driving motivation is to spend time with his kids and provide for his kids and help his kids. But it's also a weird selfish thing because it's like he loves his kids and they're the best thing that's ever happened to him and he's obsessed with them, whatever. But it's also reminds him of when he was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like a weird jealousy there of there's a yearning to be, he wants to be young again. He wishes his life was more carefree and innocent where you didn't have to think about like working and everything else because your whole life changes, you know, once you become an adult. You have all these other responsibilities, house, and everything else. Yeah, yeah. That sigh's real.
Don't fucking remind me, man.
Being an adult is fucking hard.
It's the worst.
And we would all love to be little kids. But it's that weird escapism.
Yeah.
And there's like a fine line between it to where like you do want to do things that are just for you. And you need that downtime. To get back on that grind, get on that horse, and keep on riding. But there's always a tint of like sadness and depression almost.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it very relatable.
This is probably one of the most relatable movies I've ever seen in my life.
Damn.
That's why
Holy
I like
shit.
It so much.
Wow. That's some strong words.
It hurt watching this. I mean, I don't have kids yet, but like I know the feeling of like... I mean, I guess I don't know the feeling of kids because, you know, with them, you know, it's the best thing that ever happened.
You know the feeling of making kids, am I right?
Oh, yeah. Maybe this film is going to make me have kids.
Oh, God, no. I like my free time and money way too much.
I do, too. That's why we haven't had any yet.
I love having money. I like just to, like, have it around, you know? I just, like, throw it on the floor. Let
put
the
diapers
animals
on
rummage
it.
Through it. Oh, it's great. Oh, I love it. I throw it in the furnace. Just watch it burn. Oh, God, it's fantastic. Knowing that no one else will ever make any use of it. What a joy, a smile that brings. Color. The room turns to color whenever I can throw money out the window. Oh, gosh.
Scrooge
McDuck.
I don't
even know what I'm saying. Seriously. If I could have a giant pool of money to dive into, well, actually, what type of, would it have to be dollar bills? Can we clean the dollar bills first? Because money's dirty.
Yeah, money is dirty.
Because I would say do coins, but coins would hurt.
Yeah. Like
I don't got those duck feathers to repel the
Is that
money.
What it is?
Yeah.
Disney magic and duck feathers?
Oh, there's a whole science behind it. So when Scrooge McDuck, when he dives in, so his bill is the first to impact, right?
Right.
So
oh, and that... that like pushing the money out of the way. Yeah, okay.
It's like making a crevasse, if you will, and he's entering it, and then he kind of arches his back, and he's got, you know, he tucks his wings in, and then it's the word? You know, it's the same type of the feathers that repel the water. It's the same science with the corals. Oh. It's all the same science. Yeah.
Next time you see a duck, just pelt a penny at it. See what happens.
Dan, can this is a quick edit. Could you just remove any instance of me saying duck or coins? Okay, thank you. So, did you have anything else you want to talk about with this movie before we wrap up?
Aside from, you know, just the relatability of it, the dread of the weekend ending. Like, I don't know, just the whole movie... The movie makes sense as a whole. It's like a really good whole package, but I can see where people might get turned off at the beginning. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's something that you can remedy.
Yeah.
Because you kind of need the monotony and the terrible nature of the week that gets overlong and just upsetting to viewers to get
once
the
it starts
payoff
going
at the end.
Though. Those days start going by pretty fast. Cause at first I was like, man, are we gonna go through like an entire day, like every day? Like, what's the deal? But, I don't know. I got sucked in. I thought it was interesting that when they filmed the kids, how they only did it in the house, like in the apartment. And it kind of was funny to me. It was like, well, he wants to spend time with his kids, but all they do is stay inside and they don't do anything. But that I also thought, okay, that was a filming reason. That's why. Because if they try to film outside or do other stuff, they're going to pick up background noise. The lighting's not going to be right. There's a lot of problems they're going to run into. So
and it made it feel more intimate, I think.
Yes. So there are so many different times where the filmmaker is thinking about how can I get the shots that I want without hurting the experience of people watching the movie.
Right.
And I think it does a good job. Like, it's like I wish that this movie had more of a budget so it could do those outside shots. So it could do these things. I think that would be awesome.
Right.
But he doesn't have that. So he's working with what his mama gave him. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
He's shaking it too.
That's right. So I appreciate that. I like it. So final thoughts, Danny.
Yes.
What do you think?
What?
What? I feel like we kind of just did our final thoughts.
I think we did.
Yeah. Go see this movie. If you're a big indie film nerd, go see it. If this, us talking about it, has interested you in any way, you should go see this. It's free. It's just a free movie that anyone can go watch. I think it's on the YouTubes. Yeah, it's just on
the
YouTube. Just look up Upstate Story. And there it is. You'll find it. It's a pretty unique name. It's easy to find.
A special thanks to Sean Rose for submitting it. And to all of his crew who made the film possible.
That's right. What a treat. What a special treat that movie was. So, hey, guys, if you want to find us. Wow. You know, I mean, you've already found us. You're listening. So that's nice. Thank you. But if you want to find us some more, we're on Facebook, Indie Film Review. At facebook.com. We're on Twitter at IndieFilmPod, at IndieFilmPod, if you'd like to do the Twittering at us. If you want to send us an email, maybe you want to send us a film suggestion. You can send us on all our platforms. It's fine. But if you like Gmail, I don't know. TheIndieFilmReview@gmail.com. You can hit us.
We're also on Instagram as at IndieFilmReviewPod. Also, please find us on iTunes. Give us a thumbs up. 5 hard thumbs up.
Yeah.
And give
us... Yeah, do they do thumbs up in iTunes now?
Yes.
Thumbs up if you like the Indie Film Review. We're still hosted on Podbean, everybody. I don't know why I'm doing this accent. IndieFilmReview@podbean.com is our home away from home. Yes. And, Dan, I feel like the weekend's over. And we're just about to get back into Monday again. So send us off with your patented final word.
If I can make that one tinnitus ringing sound right now with my mouth, I would.
But I can't. You piece of shit.